Good morning. This is Dr. Morgan. Whatever you're going through right now, it's a test. It's completely a test. So if your health is suffering, if you have fatigue, if you're exhausted, if you can't sleep at night, if your bones hurt, if you have severe arthritis, if you have an autoimmune disease, if your body has succumbed to toxins in your environment that have just burdened you and weighed you down, if you have anxiety, if you don't feel good, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, it's all a test. I know that's not a popular way to think of it, but we've got to find a way to trust God enough to get through this. This program is Health Essentials, and I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling last Saturday night. Before I went to bed, I decided to take some apple cider vinegar. After that, I got some very severe stomach pain.
Well, how did you take the vinegar? Did you take it straight?
Probably.
That's a big no-no.
If you want to
burn,
right?
If you want to burn a hole in your esophagus, let's put it this way, and I'm really not trying to make a joke by saying this. If I saw the most wicked mold and mildew growing on the shower, all I would do is spray apple cider vinegar. It will destroy it, destroy anything in its path. If I wanted to go and wash the windshields of people and I was dirt poor and didn't have any money, if all I could get my hands on was vinegar and some newspapers, I could spray their windshields with vinegar and I could dissolve all the bug goo in the universe. It's just too much. You just absolutely got to. I'm not scolding you. I'm just telling you.
I hear you.
Yeah, the next time, dilute
it with a little bit of water, but you know.
It may have been too much vinegar and too little water.
Yes, I hear you. So anyway, during the night, I did go off to sleep. During the night, I woke up and I had bad chills. The next morning.
Yeah, but that's a detox reaction. That's completely what your body does when it's trying to clear something rapidly.
Okay. So anyway. I still had very severe stomach pains, and that has decreased some during the week. I've never had any nausea or diarrhea, but it seems to be in my lower intestines, I guess. So I've taken, just stayed on chicken soup and eggs and yogurt.
And that's all great. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. But I wondered, this morning it seems to be somewhat better.
Yeah, if you had taken a shot of if you'd taken a shot of aloe vera juice as soon as you took the apple cider vinegar, this all would have been all over, because it probably caused an erosion in the lining of your stomach, which is just like a festering sore. I know that doesn't sound attractive on a Saturday morning.
Yes, that is similar to what it felt like.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you know what? The other day I had a pretty good paper cut on my finger, and I realized it was not that big of a deal, and I'm not complaining. But you know what? Once I got some salt on it, it sure did remind me real quick.
Yes.
Thus the old phrase, salt on a wound. But if you just for future reference, aloe vera juice has got to be one of the most incredible remedies of all time. I don't even know how many times I have recommended it, and it's completely turned the situation around.
Wonderful.
And I'll tell you just two stories. I'll make them real, real fast. I had a woman call me, said, "I'm on the way to the emergency room. What can you do to help me?" I'm going, "Oh, great. I love being an emergency room doctor. Since I can't examine you and find out what's wrong, I guess I just have to take a stab at it." But I said, "Before you go," and of course, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, but you know what? One of the things that I think of, I thought to myself very, very quickly, I said, can she really afford $7,000 to cover that ER visit when they do a CAT scan or a barium enema or whatever? And I thought to myself, no, I don't want to. And that's a whole different type of stress. You go there for 3 hours, which means you might have 10 to 15 minutes contact with a nurse or a doctor. But the rest of us just sitting around waiting around a bunch of sick people. So I said, before you do that, on the way to the ER, could you just stop by a store, and that could be called Walmart or CVS or Walgreens, just a pharmacy, get some aloe vera juice and just drink a shot of it every 5 minutes and see what happens. Guess what happened? Complete cure, resolution of symptoms, stomach, severe fear, stomach pain gone away. Story number two. A young man called me in a dire emergency, fixing to go to the ER. He lives in a different state, and he was saying, I'm doubled over in pain. I feel like I'm coughing up blood. I can't do it any longer. And, you know, do you know how human beings deal with things sometimes? You do. Sometimes we kind of live in a little bit of denial, and we can't see it for what it is. But he had been suffering for weeks, and it just kind of got out of control. But you know what? I'm not faulting him at all, because he just did not know what the plan was or what. So I gave him a quick plan. Guess what it was called? Aloe vera juice. Okay. And I said, before you go to the ER, I mean, can you swing by? He goes, I don't know if I can. I said, find the strength. And he was telling me that there was a large grocery store right by his house called Whole Foods. You ever heard of Whole Foods?
Yes.
So I'm just assuming they probably have plenty of aloe vera juice. And sure enough, I said, drink a shot of it. When I say a shot, that's really just a figure of speech. I'm not referring to alcoholic beverages. I'm just thinking about those little glasses that you might use to measure olive oil or some liquid ingredient for like baking or cooking.
Right.
But that's really what I meant, just an ounce or two. I said, hey, do it every 5 minutes. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It's going to take you 20 minutes to get to the ER anyway. It's going to take you 20 minutes to fill out the paperwork, and it's going to take you 2 hours to get seen. Do it. So he pulled up in front of the ER, and he sat in his car, and that's when he started drinking. I don't know why he didn't guzzle the stuff when he got out at the store, but he didn't.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he calls me back in 2 hours. He says, I'm a brand new person. I have hope now. I didn't have to go to the ER, and I'm going, way to go, dude. Way to go.
Yeah.
And you burned a hole in your stomach. I'm not faulting you for that, because I've done the same thing. You know what the biggest problem? I can tell you how I destroyed myself about 2 months ago. I know it's a waste of your time because I'm talking about me instead of
That's
you.
All right.
Forgive me. I swallowed a handful of capsules of a supplement that I was trying at the time on myself right before I went to bed. And guess what? Probably three of them never went from my esophagus into the stomach. And so I woke up about 2 hours later with just a bad, bad, bad pain.
Wow.
And you know what? But I did it to myself, because I did it too hastily, or I just took half a sip of water instead of making sure. But you know what? I've got a complete full focus and attention when I do that at nighttime now. That has not escaped my mind. I'm thinking to myself now, Roy, why don't we just take a fair amount of water, and let's make sure we get all those pills down, because we don't want them to open up in your esophagus and burn a hole in it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, this is a lesson. I still have quite a bit of gas, and I'm sure that's from all that.
Yes, ma'am. There's just been a disruption in your stomach and in your gut. And I really respect everything that you're saying, and you've got to be the most remarkable person, because you're willing to at least kind of lay it out what happened. And so we're just doing it in reverse. But you know what my recommendation is going to be? Go spend $5.72 and buy a gallon of aloe vera juice.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to even ask you if you like the taste of it. You can get wild berry flavor. You can get pomegranate and raspberry flavor. Whatever you want's fine. Do
all
it.
All right. Well,
but if you'll start doing that throughout the day, then what we're going to have is you're going to see your fortunes turn on a dime for the better, and you're going to be really glad you did. And you're going to have one more thing that you can kind of put in your arsenal as something that can save you in time of trouble.
Oh, I will definitely keep aloe vera juice after this.
Yeah. Well,
like you, I will mess up again before it's all over.
Well, you know what? You're going to fail, and I'm going to fail, and we're going to do this over and over and over again, but you cannot let your failures of the past determine what you do in the future or who you're trying to become, right?
Exactly. And
good girl.
I thank you so very much.
Oh, and I thank you very much. What a pleasant phone call. This is the very best way I could have started the program. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I looked at it, and I thought to myself, well, no, I'm talking about what I want to talk about. I'll just go ahead and wait for about 20 more minutes as I read the information or share the information I like. But you know what? I'm glad I went ahead and pushed the button.
I feel much better than you do about it, and
you are truly
a blessing to many people.
Oh, well, thank you. That's the reason I'm here, and may the Lord bless you richly, and I'm rooting for you on every level.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, change of plans. If you want to call, let me take your phone call. I want to take it. The phone number is 903-586-5257. Boy, you didn't waste any time trying to dial, did you?
I didn't.
Boy, do they call it, is your nickname Speedy Gonzalez?
How did you know?
Oh, I just had a guess.
My question today is, my husband has diabetes, type 2.
Yeah.
And consistently in the mornings, his blood sugar is close to 300.
Yeah.
Does
that mean it's lower at night before he goes to bed?
Well, we don't really check it.
Well, that's the only way that I would know the answer to that question, if you did that, if you tested it, because it has great meaning if the blood sugar goes up overnight. So if he let's just say he was at 140 at 9 o'clock and he wakes up at 300, that would have great meaning to me. Very, very precise.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
But that's what I have tried, some of the things like the B1 vitamins, anything that I've heard you say,
sure.
I've tried.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a lot of things that I don't know about that you could
enlighten me on. And the core of the issue is we're not hitting the nail on the head enough. The B1 is great. Don't stop doing that. Magnesium is great. Zinc is great. Gymnema is great. Vitamin D and vitamin K2 are great. But can I tell you where I was going to go with my first question?
Sure.
All right. Let's just say that you don't know the answer to what I'm asking. Nothing wrong with that. All we can do is just re-ask the question, and maybe tonight before he goes to bed, whether it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, all he can do is just take a stab at his finger and get a drop of blood and just put it into the optical reading device and measure it and find out what his blood sugar is.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just making up a number. Let's just say it's 170. And he goes, okay, let's just make a note of this. And so when he wakes up tomorrow morning, it's 300. Now, I'm not expecting anybody to agree with me. I don't need that. I feel pretty confident in what I think on this, because you know what, I'm the one that's put in the blood, sweat, and tears on trying to figure these things out, and I am not going to apologize for having challenging patients at times that have type 2 diabetes. But if his blood sugar goes from, say, 175 to 300 overnight, there is a complete failure in how his body is managing stress hormones, and they're called cortisol and adrenaline.
Okay.
And the other way that I would say this is he has just an abysmal deficiency of human growth hormone. And so we got two options. We got to get really real right now. There's no way around this. If he, and I don't know him, I just know that I like him automatically, and I believe in him, and I believe in you. But you got to look at yourself in the mirror, and you got to be accountable, and you got to say, am I doing the very best that I can to take care of this diabetes? Am I taking it seriously? Do I know what's at stake here? Or am I just sort of in denial about what I'm really doing, and I'm just going about this the laziest way possible, the most undisciplined way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I've done this for almost 30 years now, and there's only two types of people that have diabetes. Number one, it's the ones that are all in, and it's the other ones that are in complete, total denial about the severity of their disease. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know me really, really well, and I know that I have been in denial about things that have occurred to me. So, listen, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you, but he has got to attack this like he has never been done before.
I don't think he realizes that, you know, how severe this is and the damage it's doing.
Well, it is going to destroy his mind. It's going to destroy his kidneys. It will completely destroy his kidneys where there's nothing left. His arterial system and circulatory system will look like a kitchen sink that has got like 50 layers of grease and food particles that are hardened and stuck, and it's going to become stiff. But all that can be reversed. And it can so what are you asking me exactly? You tell me what you want me to do.
He is doing better on his diet. He does have some, you know, some habits that he has not given up. But I do too. We all do. But probably, you know, maybe 2 years ago or a year ago, it was, you know, somewhere around 150. Now the number has doubled.
Well,
he's doing better on his eating.
But it's not getting to the crux of the matter.
And so he's in the greatest challenge of his life right now, health-wise.
Yeah.
And he will either reverse this and become a brand-new man, and he'll look at you and say, I can't even believe the way that I took care of myself. I was in total denial. I thought I was doing a good job, but now I know I wasn't even doing the basic stuff to get me from point A to point B.
Right.
But he's in a complete failure right now. I don't mean he's a failure. I'm just saying between the pancreas and the adrenal glands and the pituitary and the hypothalamus and the liver, there is a complete abysmal failure going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The other day I was reading what Paul said in the New Testament. He said, I know how to be abased and I know how to be abound, or how to be in abundance. And
right.
So since I wasn't sure that I knew what the word abased meant, I looked it up and it told me. That means you do without, and you suffer, and you go
mm-hmm.
hungry, and you're uncomfortable. And that is the only way that I ever see these things change. Number one, you're going to have to come to terms with the reality, and you're going to say, look in the mirror and say, am I doing it or am I not doing it? Number two, yeah, it's painful learning. I'm pretty adept at, you know, suffering because I'm going, why does it take me so long to figure this issue out? Oh, you don't even know how many struggles I've had. Anyway, so what do you think your husband needs more than anything else right now? Because there's nobody that knows him like you do.
Well, I know one thing that I had heard, and I don't know if this is a rabbit trail, but eating fat at night, I feel like I've really messed up because when we found out that he had the diabetes, I went to the, you know, the low fat, low everything, and I felt like I killed my entire family for, this has been going on for years.
But you were only doing that based on all the cutting edge dietary information that's given by the medical profession, so do not blame yourself on that.
So but we've been trying to, I'm adding fat to everything, you know,
yes.
We're eating coconut oil, we're...
Good.
What's the oil, the M, I don't know, it's like coconut oil.
Well, are you talking about the medium chain triglycerides?
Yeah,
or uh-huh. You weren't going to say macadamia nut, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Have you ever tried macadamia nuts? I could eat those.
I love those.
And I could eat some more.
Yeah, me too.
You know how expensive they are, though?
I haven't ever bought any.
Oh, well, that's because you're not a multi-zillionaire like I am. A can of them could cost you like $7, and it's a teeny tiny can.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no,
I
you're
probably
doing
won't
good.
Be buying any anytime soon.
Well, if you do you play the lottery? I don't.
No, I do not.
All right. No, go ahead. You're making good changes. You're doing
but
great.
We're eating more fat, more... You know, he is doing much better with his eating. He used to overeat. He used to be overweight. He's lost a lot of weight, but he's eating right now. He is pretty sedentary.
Well, you're beating me to the punch because the only thought that I've had ever since you called me a day is he's got such severe insulin resistance. The largest system in his body that converts fat into energy and sugar into energy and protein into energy, guess what it is? It's his muscles. And so his muscles, and forgive me for what I'm going to say, but I'm trying to be real here. His muscles are pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that to emasculate him, but I'm telling you, his muscles are probably working at about 10% of their potential right now, and they are completely burdened by so much crap inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what diabetes is. And so... when his blood sugar goes from 150 in the morning to 300 in the morning, then what that means is all the cells in his body, they are so jam-crammed with so much garbage sugar and garbage protein, they can't even work right now. He's losing it. He is
mm-hmm.
losing it every day this goes on. He's losing his ability to change.
Mm-hmm.
If we put two more years on top of him, I don't know. Maybe he'll pass the point of no return because I see people do that.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not putting it on him. I'm just saying that we need to
strike
with
him. I feel like that's where we're going.
Well, we got to turn that around right now. So we need to have kind of a come to Jesus meeting on what do we do about this and how do we get serious.
Mm-hmm.
But he has got to become a driven man. He has got to be driven to save himself. So I can't tell him what his motivation is. Maybe I can tell you what some of my motivations are. If I look at myself in the mirror, what if I don't even tell anybody my thoughts and I just go to God and say, this is what I'm having a hard time with.
Mm-hmm.
Please help me. And you know what my mind does? I go back and go, well, maybe that's just not so bad. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Roy, did you see what you just did, son? You completely went from trusting God to trusting yourself and trying to make sense of it.
Right.
And so we got to deal with this. And right now, he has got to embrace suffering and pain and train his body to work efficiently again. There's no way around this. The number one proven way to turn around insulin resistance, which is what he has right now, he is in complete, total insulin resistance mode, and that's bad. You know what's good? Good is resetting all the insulin receptor sites of every cell in his body where they can start efficiently converting sugar into energy, and they can convert fat into energy, and that's all we got to do is we got to get him to do that, but that's called exercise.
Okay.
And it's the type of exercise it's going to take is the type of exercise that completely transforms his body.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it says in Romans chapter 2, 12, verse 2. I hate that I can't always recall, but that's why you study. And but what does it says? Transform yourselves by the renewing of your mind. Do you believe that to be true? Because I do.
Yes, I do.
But you are the greatest wife of all time. I just praise you right now because you're taking a big risk by calling somebody like me on a Saturday morning. Now, technically, I did a quick survey, and we only have 3 people listening today, so there's the other 2 people.
That's
or the
not
first...
true.
Well, the caller after you and the first caller, that's all I've got is 3 people. So you don't have to worry about anybody recognizing your voice, but I'm just so thankful for you right now. And all this can be turned around, but it's going to require a serious, serious game plan.
Well, you tell me where we need to start. I mean,
well, if I told you where to start, I don't know if he's willing to do that, though. What he needs to do is he needs to come to a very serious doctor that's not going to cut him any slack, and he's going to tell him the truth, and he's going to tell him in love, and he's going to try to set him straight, and he's going to... by the way, I already know for a fact your husband probably has so many great qualities, and he has so many strengths, but listen, you can't even allow those thoughts to come in your mind. You can't say, but I do this good, and I do that good, and
that's
I'm good
true.
Here. Because if you triple down on your strengths, then you're in denial about your weaknesses, and that's the only... If he can look in the mirror... But you know what? That's the only thing that I do all day long. I don't do anything else. All I do is I play to the person's weaknesses. That's all I do.
Yeah.
And so if I were to examine your husband, I would find his liver is quite swollen and inflamed and just chock full of fat and debris. I would tell him, but I would also give him a plan of attack. And number 2, what if his pancreas is so swollen and so inflamed that it's completely lost its ability to function? And for all I know, he may be headed toward pancreatic cancer. It is not a big mystery. If you look at research on what causes pancreatic cancer, guess what the answer is? I just gave it away. It's blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
The number one factor that leads toward dementia and Alzheimer's.
He already has dementia. Greatly improved since he's added so much fat to his diet.
Now, you talk about impressive. You are one impressive woman, but you've been the driving force behind this. But we've got to determine every weakness that he has and tell him why it is. And then he can ponder it. He can think about it. He can go sit in the woods. He can watch squirrels. And he can think about his life. And there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
The doctor that he has gone to, every time he does the A1C, you know, says, oh, it's great.
Well, the doctor's in complete total denial because
is? I'm thinking, what does it have to be for it not to be great?
Well, you know what greatness is? Greatness is a hemoglobin A1C at 4.5. That's great. Now, you tell me, is his at 4.5?
I don't know.
Well,
but I know it can't be when his blood sugars are at 300 almost consistently.
Well, then let's put it this way. His hemoglobin A1C is well above double that number. It's probably around 9 to 11 right now.
So why would that be good? I mean, I know it's not.
Because the physician is a complete total denial, and he intellectually is lazy, and he didn't really want to put forth the time and effort other than recommending a drug like Metformin or Glenpride or all the new Trulicity or all the new ones they have out there.
Yeah, and he's on, you know, Metformin, and he has tried to, you know, add more. And I said, you know, where does this end? I said, it's going to end in, you know, you taking injectable insulin.
Yeah, and you know what? You know how that's going to end? The studies. Well, no, not good at all. The studies have been done. The more insulin, the shorter your time on Earth.
Exactly.
The more, absolutely, totally. And that's easy. If you said, I'm going to put you to the task, Dr. Morgan, prove it. You know how many articles I could come up with real quick that would demonstrate that? So either we live in reality or we don't. And so I can't do anything about the physician saying his hemoglobin A1C is all good and his blood sugar's, you know, good enough. Well, you know what? We live in a world where mediocrity is often rewarded, and I detest that. And I detest that because, you know, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, nobody else. But that's just, that's a lie. That's not even truth.
Right, right. Well, I know that what I'm seeing is not good, and I see him making great improvements. I see the bad habits along with that, and I know they can't, you know, keep going together. I mean, he has to be all in, or
he does.
Or we can't totally turn this around.
Well, does he ever just come to you, or like if you're laying in bed at night beside him, did he say, you know, sweetheart, I'm really concerned about my health, but I just don't know what to do? Now, that would be, I'd have a lot of respect for that. Lots of respect.
No, no. Okay. It's me.
Well, I know, but I'm kind of fantasizing in my mind about maybe what could happen.
Yes.
But the quicker we get this turned around, but he's just going to require tremendous education and learning, because without knowledge, I don't know that he's going to be able to have a plan. So I know that you're a very smart girl and you know exactly what I'm saying, but he's going to have to come up with a much better plan than what he has. And then in a very short season, he can look back and go, oh, my word, I did not even know that I would have this much energy and that my mind would be so focused and so clear.
Right.
And I see things completely differently. And
right.
I can say that because I believe everything that everybody tells me when they come to see me at the office. And I've heard the same story over and over again. They say, I thought that what I was doing was leading to a good path, but now I know it was only a slow, painful death of 1,000 wounds, or however you want to say it. But now I see the light. And so,
right.
Yeah, he's got to be all in. So I don't know that I can tell you everything, because he has got to be in a position where he asks.
Right.
Has he
he's taking all the supplements I'm giving him. He's, you know, he has cut way back on mainly drinks, you know.
Yeah.
Sodas. And
that's
cut
a good
way,
move.
Way, way back on that. And
well, you know what I would call the enemy? The enemy is Dr. Pepper.
Yes,
completely
it is.
The enemy.
It is.
I don't know how Satan created something so
he just
delicious.
Named it.
Yeah, it's
Satan. It's got its name. Exactly, and he has tried to get, you know, he'll get off. In fact, he made himself diabetic because he worked shift work and he would, you know, drink 7-8 a day. And
well, what do you think they call it? The graveyard shift.
Uh-huh.
Is
that's
it because
exactly
it
right.
puts
that,
you in it, the grave? Yeah.
It did. It just about took his health. And he has heart disease. And, you know, and he's a train wreck. And, you know, I know that he wants to do something different. And for short periods of time, he went on the Atkins diet, and we saw some big changes in his numbers. But as far as staying, you know, there, we don't do well. Doing well for long periods of time.
Well, he's gonna have to buckle down and toughen up. And I'm gonna focus on you, because you are absolutely the most beautiful source of encouragement to your husband, and I praise you for that. You are awesome. And you know what? I bet you the other two females listening today are going, "Oh my goodness, she is the most incredible wife of all time." What do you bet? The next person that calls, you know, after I get off the phone with you, they're going to call, and they're not even going to talk to me. They're just going to talk about you and saying, what an incredible wife. Talk about going the extra mile. She is awesome.
I'm not always so nice with my help, but I sure do try.
Yeah,
I get an
yes,
A-plus for effort anyway.
Yes, and you know what? Attitude is everything, so you get it, baby. Oh, great.
Well, Well, so is there anything I can do that you can think of overnight?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There is an overnight flight to a Caribbean island, and what we can do is we can completely get him out of his coma.
Is that the only answer?
Yes, that's the only answer. Unless
I'm
going to
go buy macadamia nuts then.
Well, no, the plane flight will be easier and cheaper to accomplish than macadamia. They're too expensive. What you do is you go to True Value Hardware Store and you say, I hate to ask this, but do you have any chloroform? Because I've heard that if you put it on a cotton handkerchief and sneak up by your husband and he takes a whiff of it, he'll pass out. Oh, yes, ma'am, it's back here. Would you like 1 gallon or 5 gallons? And that's what you have to do to him. And he's got to be completely out of his company. Yeah, I can tell you everything to do, but I can tell you this. It's really not going to mean much because he's not asking for it.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
You know what you can do, though? Tell me how well it works to go and buy a book at Half Price Books or Barnes & Noble today. And
okay.
And it says exactly how to reverse diabetes, and we'll see how he attacks that book like his life depends on it.
Do you have a name?
There's a million. There's a million of them.
Oh, are there really?
Oh, yes. There's one called The Perfect... come on, Roy. I think it's called The Perfect Health Diet, and I think it's by Drs. Jan Umet. So just kind of phonically listen to the name Jan Umet. And that one is a real book right there. But here's the issue that we haven't dealt with now. We haven't dealt with him expressing where he is in reality. And there will be no forward progress until he can do that. And so I'm not into forcing people to do anything, and I take people where they are. And I have some people that say, Dr. Morgan, I don't have any motivation. I don't have any dreams or desires. And sometimes the only thing that I try to do, ma'am, is to get them feeling better so they can go, you know what? I'm feeling better. Because when you feel better, it's much easier to see things more clearly.
Right.
See, and
right.
The truth is, he feels so bad mentally and emotionally and physically right now that he's just stuck in this rut. But we're not going to make any progress by having a pity party over that. And if we can get him feeling better, so that's one thing that you can do is you can read all the internet blogs if you like, and you can say, could you please read this and tell me what you think about it?
Okay.
Maybe it's a short, but I would look for things called reversing diabetes.
Okay.
Sometimes I just have people eat one meal a day. How torturous does that sound? Just say very torturous.
Very torturous.
But he, you know what? He ain't getting through this without a little bit of suffering. He ain't. It ain't gonna happen. Because I hear these stories every single day, and I know from experience there's gonna be just a little bit of pain and suffering. He ain't getting out of it.
Yes. Well, I will get this book, and I'll get him to read it. And
you know what I would do if I were you?
What?
Buy it for $1.17. So, like, if you go on Amazon.com and you find a copy of it used for, like, 10 cents, buy it. I mean, I could personally... You know how many books that I've purchased where when the bookseller rated the book as being in very poor condition? Hey... $24.95 versus 10 cents. I'm going with the 10 cents.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
What tape is for. I have plenty of rolls of tape where I can tape up torn pages, and I don't care if kids have taken crayons because that's what I'm used to anyway. They scribbled,
right.
They wrote in it, it looks weathered, looks like somebody left out in the rain. As long as I can peel the page apart with a crowbar and dig into it, I'm good.
All right. I will start there.
All right. God bless you, woman. You're on a journey. You can do it. You are fabulous.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much for your time.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Mark my words. The next person that calls is going to say what a fabulous woman she is. 903-586-5257. This is Health Essentials. Good morning, caller. Do you have anything you'd like to say to me? Hi, you're on the air. This is Dr. Morgan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. What can I do to help you today?
Oh, I'm not hearing you for some reason.
Well,
but I
don't know the
let
reason.
Let me ask you a question and I'll hang up. Maybe I can hear you.
Okay.
I guess it's my phone. What do you do about painful shoulders? Well, two questions. And then what do you do about macular degeneration in your eye?
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh,
don't worry about that. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's tackle the last one first because that's probably easier for me to kind of think about in my mind. By the way, you'll figure out real quick, I can't multitask. I don't even try. Everybody else does. I know myself. I can't do it. All right. The number one reason why macular degeneration occurs, and I think this has been extremely well studied, but the core of the issue is there is just not enough oxygen meeting the needs of the eyes. The needs. Let me say it a different way. You're not getting enough oxygen to your macula. Let me say it a different way. You do not have enough oxygen, and it sure is not getting to your eyes. Let me say it a different way. You are completely deficient in oxygen. Okay? That's the core of the issue. Now, there's a lot of factors that lead into that, and I just can't even cover all of them. I mean, I could, but I think that'd probably be pretty boring if I tried to, you know, go off and explain every reason why the body could be low in oxygen. But I know this. It can be reversed, and it can be reversed very, very quickly. Okay. So, what occurs in the macular area of the eye when it doesn't have enough oxygen? How does the body deal with that? What does the body do to counter that? Are you with me? Are we on the same page? So here's what the body does. Your body says to itself, we ain't getting enough of what we need, and we need oxygen. Well, the body has no choice at that point. In order to try to right the ship, correct the situation, fix the problem that it perceives as low oxygen, it says, maybe the only thing that we can do, since we're not getting what we have, is we can grow a bunch of new blood vessels so we can deliver more oxygen. The problem is, folks, those blood vessels grow right over the macula, and so they make you go blind. How would you like to have somebody, put some glue in your eye where you could never open your eyelids again? That's the same concept. So that's the issue right there. And the only way that you correct this is by increasing oxygen in the eyes. Now, I'm just going to tell you what I think. I'll make it short and sweet. Cod liver oil, wheat germ oil, cruciferous vegetables like kale and Brussels sprouts, and zinc. That's going to go farther than anything that you can do from taking a super eye vitamin. I'm not against super eye vitamins that you get from doctors. That's all good, but it's not enough to get the job done. I know, because I've tested it over and over again. What I just told you will do so much more than that, and the thing of it is, it turns it around very, very quickly. So whether it's, I would prefer to be dry macular degeneration. It's always a lot. There's the depths of disease and despair are so much greater when it goes into wet macular. That's when your blood vessels are just leaking blood everywhere, and they're gooey and they're broken apart. I asked a woman this week, I said, tell me about all the bad bruising that you've had. She said, it's gone now. I said, you can actually walk into a corner of a table and you're not bruised now? She said, that's right. Anyway, but the conditions were right for that, and so the conditions are right in your body to have low oxygen in the eyes. And I'd love to cover a lot more of that today, but I think other people want to call. Okay, we'll go on to the second topic. What do I do about shoulder blade pain? And I know I can't tackle it. I haven't examined you, so I don't know where it's coming from. But if your shoulders are hurting, I'm going to suggest to you that you have a very severe muscular imbalance in your body. And so let's just call it for what it is. The front half of your body is not working with the back half of the body. And so sometimes it's because the shoulders are rounded and forward, and because posture is so poor. The only way that your body holds your shoulders in alignment is by muscles doing the job. And so one technique is you can get like a foam exercise roller, and you can start working those muscles out. And all this is easy to do. How much money do you want to spend? I've purchased foam rollers for $4. The last one that I purchased that I really, really like because it is built to be indestructible, and that is exactly what I need with kids at the house because they have tried over and over to destroy it by playing with it. And you know what? I want them to. They're kids. And so you can buy an exercise roller, and you can start rolling out your back. And then the next thing is you get on YouTube and type in shoulder pain, what stretches do I do? And when you start doing stretches and it hurts, I think, you know, what I would say is we're uncovering a weakness that you have, and we got to remove that and work it out. And so stretching, corrective posture exercises, rolling it out, we'll go with those things for starters. All right. I've talked it out. We'll go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you today?
Okay, Mr. Morgan.
Great. Thanks for your phone call.
All right. We have been working on my adrenal fatigue and hormone hot flashes. And it's been quite a while. And so my question is, what's the long-term consequences of having that and not being fixed?
The long-term consequences is between your brain and your nervous system and your blood sugar and your pancreas and your liver and your kidneys, they will just become continually exhausted, and you will get to the point where you're just, your body cannot, you can't push through it anymore. You just can't. And so every system in your body will start to break down, and it will just be a slow death of a thousand painful deaths. And it's just horrible. And so now I'm just going to tell you what I read this week. I'm talking about me now. Mm-hmm. I was reading in a book that the hardest thing, I'm talking about me, not you, the hardest thing for a human being to submit to God is the mind. Oh, my word, that hit me so hard, I agree with it 110%. And so you cannot allow your mind to be the place where you let negative thoughts or any bad thoughts take space mm-hmm. in your mind. You can't, you're not renting your brain out to negative thoughts. If you do, you'll never get over this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say give it your best to run to God, and I would ask him, you know what it says at the, and I don't remember which verse it is, maybe it's 21 or 22, but I believe it's Psalm 139 that says, test me, search my heart and see if there's any grievous or wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. And that too hits me right between the eyes, because I know myself. I have allowed negative crap to be in my mind, and I've got to scrub it out, because that will keep your adrenal glands from ever healing and repairing itself. Okay. You know what the easy things to do are to give people natural B vitamins, and to give them magnesium, and giving them alkalizing minerals, and to try to get them off sugar, and to get them out in the sunshine. Oh, how I wish I could get people out in the sunshine more to heal the adrenals. And then trying to build up where you can do some exercise. Starting your day with a devotional, praying to God, crying out to him. That's the only thing that's worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I mean, I can hit the adrenals with all these different herbs, but if we don't ever address the reason why they're in dysfunction or what brought them to that point. Have you ever heard of people having issues in their life that were bad?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't ever get to the reason why they got to that point, then we just keep repeating the cycle over and over again. So we just have to do that, and that's painful to do.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever a time that hormone replacement therapy is
coming? Yeah, yeah. And I don't have a problem with that. I would say when I'm not making a joke when I say this, but just, I know you're going to answer me very honestly because you're a very honest person. Has there ever been a time that you fantasized about just having a vacation and getting away from all of it?
Yes.
That's what hormone replacement therapy is. When your body is so exhausted and it can no longer meet your needs by producing the hormones because you're exhausted, hormone replacement therapy is going to give your body a little bit of a vacation. But if you have an over-reliance that you're just going to stay on this the rest of your life without fixing the issues, then you're going to have other problems that are going to start. But as a vacation, I think it serves a good purpose.
So you say you just get a relief for a while so you can do that, so your body won't be dependent on, or you can let it go? And
yeah, it can be any of those things that you just said. If you don't deal with the core issues on how you got to this position or in this place, you can quickly develop an over-reliance on hormone replacement therapy, because if you feel, you know, significantly better as soon as you start taking it, human nature is the moment you start to feel just a little bit better, you tend to kind of start telling yourself, well, maybe I just wasn't that bad, or maybe I really don't have to deal with this. But you know what? For all I know, you are completely crushed and burdened with more work in your life and more stress than what you can handle. Now, I don't know that, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to deal with that. And so you've got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing? What am I here for? Mm-hmm. And there's no way out of this except dealing with the core issues that brought you to this point. You know, sometimes I think to myself, Roy, is this just the way that you did whatever? And you know what? I'm being honest with you. A total brat as a child, in trouble all the time. I probably was very disrespectful. I just did my own thing, but that's on me. I was the baby of the family. I had older siblings. They had a heck of a lot more discipline than what I did. So I'm being real, right? And so I was just a royal, spoiled, stinking brat as a child. I know that. And sometimes those patterns are very easy to carry over. That just goes to show you that whatever happens in your childhood, those patterns kind of stick with you through your whole life, and you kind of have to battle your demons. But there is a solution, and there's only one solution. It's God. And so you can have the health of your dreams, and you can have a body that serves you, and it can do whatever you want, because I have the strongest feeling right now that you're a person that's capable of just incredible feats of accomplishment, and that you probably have a great, great purpose for your life. But to get the adrenals to come back online again, there may be a little bit of house cleaning in the mind and the heart and the soul that has to take place. But you got to have a plan. And you got to attack it. I know you don't have enough strength right now, but you just got to do what you got to do to deal with this. And you got to keep asking, is there anything that's hidden? Is there any blind spot? Is there anything I'm not dealing with? And that's doable. But you know what I want for you? I'm gonna go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29. I know the plans I have for you. It is to bless you. It is to bless you. And so I want you to have all your burdens to be released. And I want you to feel like you can wake up in the morning and you actually feel good. But we've got to get your body back in better repair. So sometimes I'm just telling the person here, this is a project. We're going to have to peel back this layer. And then next month, once we get that cleared out, we'll work on the next one. But you got to prioritize. And I would say for the most part, it's hard to prioritize because it's not fun and it's painful. But for some people, it is fun.
Okay. Well, my concern is that my body's already falling apart. So if I've been trying all this for a while and just wonder if I need to do something else too.
Have you talked to your husband about this?
Yes.
What does he say?
he's tried the best he can to help me.
Well, what do you think about that? Do you think that he's kind of taking it seriously, or do you think that maybe he just doesn't know how to deal with it?
Oh, he takes seriously, but it basically sometimes we're in a position that there's just so much you can do.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like your life is very, very busy?
Yeah.
You feel like it's too busy?
At times, yes.
Do you ever have a time where you feel like that you're just completely relaxed and you feel good?
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, that's great. There's hope for you. You haven't passed the point of no return.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just concerned with the repercussions of the long term and trying.
Well, they're all bad. There's nothing good. I can tell you right now, I'm thinking of a study Women that are under the most psychological stress, they live on average 15 years less than women that feel wonderful, that life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
In your own mind, 10 is going to be the highest, you know, most optimal, perfect number on how you feel about this. And 0 is going to be in the pits of hell where you feel absolutely nothing. How significant are you right now in your own mind? 10's perfect. 0, I don't feel it at all.
Probably in the 5.
So we know that there's great room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate your daily energy levels, your ability to easily be productive and happily do your work and handle everything that's in front of you? 10 is the most excellent energy, and 0 is, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel and I can't even get out of bed today.
I get up okay, and but I had a hard life, so I learned to push through it no matter what I feel like it. So it's hard to know when.
Do you still feel like you're dealing with issues from your hard life and your childhood?
I think there's an undercurrent of stress.
Do you think that's just kind of like, you know, chipping away at you every day where you can't make as much progress because of that?
Probably, somewhat, yeah.
A lady.
But let me explain that.
Yes.
It's not so much that I remember things as much as just the feeling of any minute that the next shoe going to drop.
So you're just constantly anticipating a problem fixing to hit the fan, right?
Not like thinking of it, like subconscious, because I pray, in my mind, I'm listening to good things, I'm thinking about the good things, but I know that underneath it's kind of like I have a double personality. One half is doing the right thing.
I have a triple personality.
Like, yeah. My other person continually fighting the good one. I'll
tell you what, you have literally got to have hope and faith that God's going to carry you through this. And I can tell you right now, everything is going to be great one day for you. Because you haven't told me one thing that makes me really overly concerned or worried that you can't heal. So I've got tremendous confidence, but we're going to have to attack this piece by piece, and we're going to have to uncover any areas of weakness within your body, and we're going to have to remove them. And there's nothing bad about that. What do you think people do when they go to the ER? They're begging for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a little bit of help, but sometimes they don't change their lifestyle or their patterns. But I have great, great plans for you and great, great hope. And I've got to admit, I think that you're just one brave, honest woman. Who else would call on, you know, a radio show that has, obviously, I have 4 listeners now, so you're willing to kind of bury your soul in front of a whole bunch of people. And I can almost promise you, there's already many people that are offering up prayers to God when He's sitting on His throne. And He is hearing your prayers right now because He is an infinite God. He is without limitations. And, oh boy, does he have a plan for your day-to-day and for your life? Oh, yeah. He's probably very lovingly planned out every inch of your day for you. And he wants you to get over this.
Okay, we'll keep trying.
Yeah, don't give up. You know what? If you have a moment of failure, you run to God. That's the only solution.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your phone call. It meant a lot to me. It really did. God bless you, and thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
If you want to join me on the radio, the phone number is 903-586-5257. Maybe on a more humorous note here. Okay, I don't know if you'll take this as comedy, but it's real. A report from Tambul, Sudan. No, I do not know where the town of Tambul is located. Maybe I could get out a map of Sudan and I could find it, or I could look it up or Google it. Anyway, there's a report from Sudan that describes it's not bread and cereal as the breakfast of champions, but rather it is raw camel liver. Please do not overthink this. And I quote, this is a quote from a man. If I eat liver, I can stay out in the sun for a long time without feeling tired. Says Mubarak Muhammad Ahmed. I did my best. And I'm going to quote him again. It gives me a lot of energy and it improves my mood. I wonder if there's a lesson in there somewhere for us. The villagers believe that the liver provides the most benefit when eaten unwashed. It is very tasty. It's my favorite dish, says Abdullah Abdul Mahmoud. And I'm quoting again. I've been eating raw liver since I was born, just like my father and my grandfather before me, says Abdul Azim Ali. True to form, health officials have focused on raw liver as a health problem, blaming cases of the plague in remote Saudi village from villagers eating infected raw camel liver. Mahmoud disagrees. I have never fallen sick from eating this, he said. The liver is so healthy, it's like taking medicine. I know that comes from Reuters. That's not meant to be offensive, but that's just the way it is. Anyway, number two. You just have to tell me if you can believe this. It comes from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and that's a fact. So you can say it's not true, or you can say it's true. I'll let you decide. It's about consuming dairy fats and the occurrence of heart disease. So just you tell me if it rings true in the bottom of your heart. If this is truth in your gut, you'll know it. An excellent source of vitamin A is butterfat. Found in whole dairy products, cheese, and of course butter, which many people avoid in the belief that they cause heart disease. However, recent evidence indicates that these dairy foods could actually benefit the heart. I didn't think you'd see that coming. A team of researchers from Sweden, they measured blood levels of two biomarkers of milk fat in over 400 heart attack patients and over 500 healthy hearts or healthy controls. So you get that? They're not just choosing anybody. They're choosing 400 people that have had heart attacks versus 500 people that don't have heart disease. So that's what we're looking at. The markers, pentadecanoic acid and heptadecanoic acid, they provide a very good indication of how much dietary fat a person has been eating. The researchers found that people with the highest levels of milk fat biomarkers were actually at a lower risk of heart attack. That's the truth. It is. For women, the risk was reduced by 26%, and for men, the risk was 9% lower. Now, if they had a drug that could lower your heart risk by 26%, it'd be a billion-dollar drug. That's all there is to it. There's no way around it. Anyway, I think that's probably about all the time we have. Sorry I couldn't get to all the phone calls I wanted to, but, you know, that's just a limitation sometimes. I really want to spend a brief moment wishing you a really, really good day. Things can get better, and things can look up, and your health can improve. And if your health is not what you want it to be, just say it for what it is. And that can be our starting point as we get on a journey or a path or follow a trail of learning, learning, learning. Because if you don't ever learn what your weaknesses are, the ones that are obvious and the ones that are hidden, and I would say for the most part, just about everybody that I see, they sometimes tell me that's exactly what I thought it was. That's exactly what my suspicion was. And I think that they're being just very, very honest. Anyway, you're listening to Health Essentials. I'm Dr. Roy Morgan. Lord willing, I'll be back this time next week.